Hello everyone, welcome to the Middle East today, coming to you from Beirut. I'm Marian Saleh. The beat of change in the Middle East could reach Palestine, where the security situation is deteriorating. As Israeli strikes intensified over the Gaza Strip, Palestinian resistance movements, Hamas and Islamic Jihad vowed to hit deep inside Israel. The latest explosion, which rocked Jerusalem al-Quds, could be a response to the deadly Israeli strikes on the Strip. Now, observers look at the escalation of Israeli assaults on the Gaza Strip as a maneuver to stop any possible inter-Palestinian reconciliation. Previously, acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas had declared he will go to Gaza to reconcile with Hamas and end the Palestinian schism by forming a unity government. Now, Hamas had also reiterated the necessity of ending the rift and gaining back Palestinian unity. Now, the prospect of Palestinian ties in light of latest developments is something we were going to be looking at with our guests today, Mr. Abdullah Abdullah. He is ambassador to Beirut for the PLO. We're also joined by Professor Mohsen Saleh. He is director of the Al Zaytuna Research Center in Beirut. I want to welcome you both to the show. Let me begin with you, Mr. Abdullah Abdullah. When you take a look at this security situation, how it is escalating, and the situation seems to be getting worse, do you fear a new war, Israeli war on Gaza?
War never stops. Since there is occupation, there is resistance, and that means there is a war. How much it is escalating, how much is it diluted, but still it's a war between the occupied and the occupying force. What is more important is at this stage, the changes we are witnessing in the region and the changes at the international scene as well. The Palestinian leadership have to look carefully into these changes, make their priorities, and determine what is the next move in the face of these changes, especially some of them are not favorable. We don't know what is the outcome of these changes. We look at Egypt, which is the central power in the region. It shapes the way the politics of the region is developing, but we don't know until this very moment how things are going, with added responsibility for any Egyptian authority to come. The interior situation, it's very difficult. The surrounding difficulties of the new Egyptian authority will be difficult too. How is Libya settling down? How is the south of the Sudan? The importance of the stress in reducing Egypt's share of water from 55 billion meters annually to 40 billion meters annually, which is less. It's almost 30% of the share of Egypt. How much will this affect Egypt economically, especially in the agricultural field? The east of Egypt, Egypt in the new administration, I don't think it will be the same as it was during the Camp David era.
That's definitely something we'll be talking about in more detail.
They cannot ignore the eastern threat coming from the Israeli side. Therefore, we have to be very careful as Palestinians to look at the situation as it is developing. What is
yes,
the best way to go into that?
You're talking about how the Palestinians should take a look at these changes and work on as such. But, I mean, if we have continuous Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian resistance movement said they will not, of course, they will respond. Do you think that will stand in the way of Palestinian talks?
Well, I have different reading of what is happening in Gaza. The reading started with the escalation from the Palestinian side at a time when every Palestinian except the Al-Jihad al-Islami, but every other group, including Hamas, were stating that we need calm. There is a sort of conformity among the Palestinian groups that at this stage we don't want to escalate the situation with the Israelis. And even some statements made by some Hamas leaders that these rockets are the interest of Palestine question is questionable by those who fired.
Yes, well, everybody
now,
was talking about calm.
Why it is at this stage? Why it is at this stage after the initiative of President Mahmoud Abbas? We see this escalation when it is not harming even a chicken in the Israeli side. And then we see the Israelis. We don't want.
All right. Let's take this question on to Professor Saleh.
We cannot uh-huh. check the brutality of the Israelis by exposing our people to the brutality.
Yes, well of course, the Israeli brutality, we talk about Israeli assaults never stopped, neither on the Gaza Strip nor on the West Bank. But I mean, now you take a look at this bombing. It's the first bombing inside Al-Quds for perhaps 10 years. Why do you think that the resistance movements will go back to such policy now?
Well, I think the policy of Palestinians in resisting the occupation is something natural under any kind of occupation. So I think what we have seen even last year is that we have seen some Palestinians cells trying to do a kind of resistance here and there in the West Bank and also from the Gaza Strip. In several cases, they were not successful because of the security measures, either by the Israelis or even by the cooperation with the Palestinian Authority there in Ramallah. But in some cases, they did succeed. So in this case, what we have seen today is a kind of success in this movement. In doing such an operation in Jerusalem. So what I want to mention here, it is not a matter of just the first time doing it. They were trying many times, but for many times they were not successful because of the security measures.
Yes, so, do you think the timing is right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially that Hamas, like Mr. Abdullah said, that Hamas said that they will stick to the ceasefire and that it's not the time now for such a...
Yeah, sometimes timing could be, read by those observers in a negative or a positive way. But what must be seen here or mentioned is that we have people under occupation. They have the right for resistance. Mm-hmm. Whenever those groups find that they have a way to resist the occupier, they will do it in their own way. So they may not meet the demands of some political leaders here or there. Sometimes it depends on their ability to do the operation mm-hmm. itself, whether they can do it or not. It can be read in a positive way or in any negative way. It depends.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously,
but occupation is there. Brutalities of the Israelis is there. The process mm-hmm. of Judaization is there. The siege is there. The sufferance is there. So I think it is a natural response for occupation.
Well, we have dozens of people being hurt in Gaza, including 10 and 4 children were killed lately. Do you fear that these strikes will continue by Israel, especially after the bombing, that we might witness a new Gaza war?
Well, I think here, talking also about the Israelis, is just not a matter of responding to the Palestinian rockets. It is their own policy to humiliate the Palestinians, to subjugate them and to put them in such, difficult position. What was done by the Israelis is now, I think it is a different message. Here, the Israelis are seeing by their eyes the very big changes in the Arab world, the change of balance. The strategic scene in the Arab world is being changed to the favor of the people who may support resistance, who may go with more demands in resisting the occupation and putting, support to those who are against occupation and even against the peace process, which did lead to nothing till the end of the last year. So. I think also the Israelis themselves are very much embarrassed with what is going on, and the Israelis wanted to pursue or to give a message that they are in a strong position, that they are controlling the roles of the game, and that's why they try to give this very strong and harsh measure against mm-hmm. the Palestinians to tell us that they are there and they can control what they want. So I think also the response by the Palestinians should be also strong to tell the Israelis that also they can respond in a very strong way and the Israelis no longer control the game.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I have one more.
If you have one comment, yes, on this, so we can congratulate.
It's too soon to determine if it is a military operation by the Palestinians or not, because if we were to judge by the Itamar massacre a few days earlier, the Palestinians were accused. Two statements were issued that the took credit for this from two Palestinian fake groups. But then it appeared that it was a Thailandese national who was working with that family who carried out this massacre against the Israeli family in Itamar settlement. Therefore, it's too soon to judge that it is the Palestinians, although Israel is doing everything that warrants many operations in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Yeah, I mean, we don't need, would be a minute response to the Israeli crimes. However, having said that, I would say if it were to become a Palestinian operation, I would say the timing is not in our favor. Yesterday in Silwan, which is a suburb of Jerusalem, four Israelis were wounded by fighting between our youngsters in the face of the Israeli army, in the face of the Israeli settlers, fists, knives, all means not violently using arms.
Yes, but of course.
And four were wounded. Mm-hmm. While all the rockets we fired, all the shells we fired from Gaza did not hurt any creature in Israel. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but of course, time, we do time, understand that the Gaza is still in enclave, is still under siege. And of course, the people
course
there are living, I mean, a constant state of assault.
Siege also is in Jerusalem. Siege is also in the West Bank. Mm-hmm. I just came last Sunday from Palestine. Uh-huh. Every spot I have to go through, whether there's an Israeli checkpoint or there's an Israeli control or there's an Israeli military post, I have to go through. We're still under occupation.
Yes, this is why, the point I want to come to. Yes. I mean, Mr. Mahmoud Abbas has to take the permission
Absolutely.
Of Israelis in order to go to Gaza. I mean, why does he continue to, keep his word when it comes to peace talks or Middle East talks with the Israelis? If he cannot move around, I mean, which is in territories which are supposed to be Palestinian territories.
Any occupied people or colonized people have to fight to free themselves. Freedom comes through one of two means. If you have the military power, if the balance of power in your favor, then you can carry a military operation until you defeat your enemy. If this is not the case, then you have to resolve through another means that was tried by India in the 40s when it was freed from the British colonialism, South Africa when it was freed from apartheid regime, and that is to accumulate successes one after one. Mm-hmm. And you corner your enemy so he cannot fight back, then you defeat him. In our case, look in the surrounding area, the military option is not on the table by not one of our surrounding countries. That's one. Second, we tried the military confrontation. We tried the first intifada, which was not militarized. We tried the second intifada, and we thought that militarizing the second intifada will break it shorter for our liberation from the occupation. But we discovered that we cannot match the Israeli
Yes, well,
power.
There are.
Therefore,
I need to get
we
that.
Resort, we resort.
You've resorted to the talks.
To not only to
negotiations.
Talks. It's a crowning of a process. If you don't have the cards, enough cards, to press your demands, then talks reach nowhere.
Yes, this is the point. Many Palestinians are saying that the Palestinian Authority has given more concessions than asked for concessions from the Israelis. Now, one thing that comes to mind over here when Mr. Mahmoud Abbas called for a unity government, do you think that this comes after the fall of Mubarak, that this is the main catalyst, that he has no strong Arab ally now? You have most of the Arabs that were, going into the revolution in Egypt, they were all with resistance, basically.
First of all, we never stopped resistance. And no, we're not waiting for others to resist with us. The Arab summit decided 500 million to Jerusalem. Where's the money they paid for Jerusalem, except in their preaches that Jerusalem is sacred and we have to do this, to do that? But they do nothing for that. I tell you why Mr. President Abbas is pressing for unity now more than anything else. We always make the first point of our strength is our unity, our unified ranks. We found that with the deterioration of the situation surrounding us, everybody is busy with his own problems. Nothing is left to be given to in support of our cause. Then we are trying, and you of course followed his activities going, he is in Russia, he is leaving today from Russia. Before that he was in Latin America, before that he was in Europe, before that he was in Asia. He is trying to gather as much support as he can for the Palestine cause, not for his
yes,
own.
Yes, all right. So if we're talking about Palestinian cause unity, I need to come to Mr. Salah here. Do you look at the prospect of Palestinian unity as something that is near, especially now? And do you think that Fatah can let go of negotiations with Israel if Hamas asks for that?
Well, this is what we hope, that a kind of national unity will come as soon as possible. But sometimes it is not only our wishes which may work on the ground. What happened is that now what is, it is a major demand of the whole Palestinian people that we should go for national unity, but we should, the Palestinian leadership, especially Mahmoud Abbas and the leadership of PLO, must answer some vital questions. Mostly, can they go ahead directly and as soon as possible to open PLO to be the umbrella for all Palestinians and to go for a real restructuring of the PLO institutions to be for all Palestinians in the right way? Can they go, this is another question, for a kind of...
Yes, for the first one. Yes, it is there.
Okay. Yeah. Can they go ahead with, strict and clear measures assessing all the experience of Oslo Agreement and the BA, experience for the last 16 years, and what results we have come with after 16 or 17 years of such concessions we gave it in Oslo. Historic Palestine, 78% of historic Palestine was given to the Israelis as a concession. Israel was recognized by PLO. We have a Palestinian Authority in West Bank. Most of their authority is being taken by the Israelis. They are still under occupation. There is no way, unfortunately now, there is no gap of hope that this kind of PA, Palestinian Authority, can be developed to a real state, which can be a sovereign Palestinian state. Unfortunately, what is now being offered by the most generous Israelis, or moderate Israelis, in their wildest dreams, cannot meet the minimum which could be accepted by any Palestinians, even Fatah movement itself. So there is still a gap between what can be accepted by us as a minimum and what can they give as their own maximum. So I think there should be a time to tell the people that this kind of peace process came to an end, and let's go now and do our own national unity, restructure our own home, our internal affairs. Let's be open. Let's go, instead of cooperating with the Israelis in security matters in West Bank, to cooperate with the Palestinians themselves, to unite themselves and to solve their problems.
Are you calling on the annulment of the Oslo Accord? Could that be one of the points ahead for the Palestinians?
Yes, I mean, this should be reassessed in a way or another. And we should, and we heard from Mahmoud Abbas and several other Palestinian leaders that if this kind of peace process will go ahead in this way, then there is no way for Palestinian Authority to continue. And even the matter of dissolving Palestinian Authority became on the table even by some Palestinian leadership. And in this case, I think it is high time for Palestinian leadership to go and to reassess what they have done.
Yes, well, Netanyahu has said that, yeah. The Israeli Prime Minister has said that any unity government between Palestinians could kill off a peace process. Do you think that the Israelis could somehow give some sort of concession to the Palestinian Authority, I mean, in order to stop the unity government?
My point here is that the Palestinian Authority was restructured in a way that could be accepted by the Israelis. And the Israelis themselves did not give any way for it to be developed to be a sovereign state. And they just only accepted the military, or the security work or functions of this Palestinian Authority to be developed. By they did prevent their own its own political development, economic development, social development, whatever related to a kind of development of such an authority in West Bank. So, in fact, they killed the idea of developing a Palestinian state through Oslo Agreement. And this is the point, that as long as such an Israeli government is there with Netanyahu and his groups, especially those rightist groups and so on, extremists, as you know, I think there will be no way for a kind of real peace process in the Middle East. What is needed now, the most important priority for Palestinians themselves, to go back and to see their own national demands, to have their own priority for structuring their own house.
Yes.
And then they can go ahead with a unified Palestinian agenda.
Yes, now, fixing the house, if we may say, the inter-Palestinian house, calls for annulling, for the annulment of the Oslo Accord, for coming with Hamas, despite Israeli and U.S. pressure, of course, that, of course, would want to stop any unity government between Fatah and Hamas. What would Mr. Mahmoud Abbas do in such a case?
The surprising and unfortunate observation is that the ones who are against this unity, achieving this unity, is Israel and Hamas.
Yes, well, Hamas has seemed to be positive towards this, but Israel has said this kills off the peace process.
Has been negative from day one, and this is the barrage of shells inside Israel is to kill this initiative.
Yes, but there is Palestinian pressure in the masses to annul the Oslo Accord.
Oslo, it's not you and I who can annul it. We are calling, and I called from not your satellite station, but from another sister satellite. Time is ripe for Palestinians to get together to build their echelon of leadership, discuss the options that open in the new changes that is sweeping the whole region and probably the world. And they decide what are the priorities that serve the interests of the Palestinians. If we continue to say this is right, this is wrong, while we're sitting in our armchairs, we do nothing.
But there needs to be assessment, I mean, as Mr. Salah
has said. This assessment has to be among the leaders. They cannot assess things and each one say, is in the opposite of the other. This is not assessment. This is only pointing fingers. We don't need pointing fingers at each other. We need to sit down and say, what is the best for our people? What is the interest means to achieving our national goals that thousands and hundreds of thousands sacrificed on the road to achieving this? And that means if we are not getting together, starting from the points, there might be small points that we agree upon.
Yes, yes.
But let us start from this point that we agree upon. We heard years back from the leaders of Hamas, once they said there are only three points left. The last time, last November in Damascus, they said only one point is left. And we destroy the whole.
Yes. Well, I need to get a quick comment. I only have 30 seconds on this issue of Hamas.
Well, this is very strange to hear from Dr. Abdullah that he's accusing the Israelis and Hamas. And,
for the disruption of this initiative, yes.
Yes, but there is a very big question should be answered by Dr. Abdullah and our friends in Fatah movement about BLO. Why they were not serious in changing the position and the situation of BLO to be open for all. It is not open. In 2005, there was a commitment by the Palestinian leadership to restructure the PLO, and this never happened. The result of the elections, everyone knows.
Yes.
And everyone knows who blocked it and who did not give the way to Hamas to practice and to do its own government in the right way and its own program. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows. I mean, last month, the most, 3 months or 4 months ago, the point which was mentioned by Dr. Abdullah is a very important one. When they came to Damascus to talk mm-hmm. about this national unity and reconciliation, the major point was, which was referred by Fatah movement, is that they want to continue cooperation with the Israelis in security matters, and they don't want to restructure the security mm-hmm. forces
so,
in West Bank,
yes, that is
and
a
which
point
is which
of
is a very very important uh-huh. point.
You cannot make
unity, national unity, while security matters is being dealt between one Palestinian movement with the Israelis against the other people of the Palestinians.
Well, unfortunately,
it's
our time has run out.
Unfortunately, our time has run out for today.
I'm going to have to stop right here, Professor Mohsen Saleh. And Mr. Abdullah, I want to thank you both very much for joining me in the show. Our email is metoday@presstv.com. Stay with Press TV. Goodbye for now.